This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The little tiny nation of Cape Verde off the coast of West Africa has just 500,000 people. But they have made a surprisingly large mark on the world music scene. Singers like Cesaria Evora headline festivals around the planet. But one of the hottest young Cape Verdean performers was born here in the U.S. And when I say young, I mean young. He's 11 years old. Reporter Marlon Bishop visited Noah Andrade at his home in Providence, Rhode Island, to find out why this kid is creating such a stir among world music fans.
Naruto has, like, a Jinjuriki, which is, like, a tailed beast inside of him that gives him, like, extraordinary power.
Noah Andrade is 11.
He has the nine-tailed fox. It was attacking his village, but the fourth Hokage, his father, sealed the spirit inside of him.
His favorite PlayStation game is called Naruto, and now that school is out, he plays it all day long. But squeezed into one end of his room, he's also got a pretty amazing guitar collection.
This is like the newest guitar that I had, which I use for performances. It has excellent sound.
Noah is a rising star in the international Cape Verdean music scene. He started performing when he was 7. At 10, he released his first CD. And he's got fans all over the world, especially in places where Cape Verdeans have settled, like Rotterdam and Paris. Even the stars of Cape Verdean music are fans.
This one is a guitar that all the famous Cape Verdean artists sign. Cesaria Evora, Nancy Vieira, Johnny Fonseca.
For such a small country, Cape Verde produces a lot of noise. The island's unique Creole sound sells big in the world music market, and music is a really important part of being Cape Verdean.
Cape Verde doesn't have natural resources. Our only resources, I think, are music and our people.
Noah's dad, Joe, is a big guy in the community. He runs a nonprofit that helps recent immigrants, and on the side, he manages Noah.
I see a huge natural talent, but I also see where the talent could be if he pushed a little harder. But I don't want it to be a child who does music so much that he's defined by the guitar.
Joe tries hard not to be a stage dad, but he does want his kid to succeed.
In Cape Verde, they'll write an article on how Noah is performing here, performing there. And of course, you'll get comments from folks who are saying, you're pushing this child into being like Michael Jackson or, you know, like all those things. And I'm like, you know, my name is Joe. That's about the closest I come to Joe Jackson.
Last summer, Joe took Noah to Cape Verde for the first time. He got recognized on the street and performed a sold-out show. Even the president showed up.
It was hot, there was a lot of bugs, and I'm not a bug fan. And it's just nice to be around people that are like the same nationality as me. Because you don't hear other people like calling you Jamaican just because of your hair.
Oh yeah, Noah's hair. He has long dreadlocks that go down to his waist. He's gotten teased about them at his mostly Latino public school. They teased him about his music, too. At one point, it got so bad that Noah decided to quit. Then, Joe had him meet the Cape Verdean music star, Sarah Tavares.
Because the way she, like, showed her emotion and her passion and her voice and her guitar skills, it was just awesome.
And Noah's been playing ever since, at events like this.
We're here to celebrate with you the 550 years of this beautiful Cape Verdean people. Put your hands up!
Put your hands up, baby! Okay, friend, but that's how we roll.
10,000 people are at the annual Cape Verdean Independence Festival in Providence. The city is home to one of the largest and oldest communities in the country. Fish pastries sizzle in pans of hot oil, and dignitaries give speeches in English and Creole. Even the Prime Minister of Cape Verde is here, all the way from Africa, extolling the ambitions of the nation.
Um Cabo Verde mais ambicioso, um Cabo Verde cada vez mais desenvolvido.
The event culminates in a big concert. Noah is opening the show.
So I was wondering, do you guys know who Noah Andrade is?
Yes, he's a young singer.
As a community, we're proud of him. I mean, he's a prodigy, a music prodigy.
I love that little boy. He's so cute. I have his poster. I have the CD. I'm just a big fan of him.
For John Mendes, a giant in the local music scene, Noah is more than just a cute kid.
When you see a young artist like him, it tells us that we have a future, because it is about the youth adopting their culture and moving their culture forward that keeps us united as a people.
Noah's playing a cover of Balance, or Balance, by Sara Tavares, the performer who convinced him to keep at it. This is Noah's biggest show yet, and he's doing great. The crowd eats it up. They have such high hopes for him, because behind all the talk about Cape Verdean heritage and pride, they're worried the culture could dissolve into the American melting pot. And for Noah's dad, Joe, that's really scary.
I see that a lot of Cape Verdean culture is being lost, and it's sad, because I always feel like when there's a problem, you should know how to fix the problem, but I don't know how to fix that.
Noah may be part of the solution, but that's a lot of responsibility for a kid who's about to enter junior high and just wants to fit in.
Just treat me like a normal person, not only to be treated like some professional guitarist and stuff like that. I just like to be treated normal.
For Studio 360, I'm Marlon Bishop.
You can find out where to see and hear Noah Andrade perform at studio360.org. And if you'd like to hear Studio 360 while you're on a train or at the gym or waiting in line at the supermarket, you can subscribe to the free weekly podcast of the show, also at studio360.org.